ত্রিমূর্তি নিকটে তেহ করি সেবা কার্য। ওয়ান রেসপেক্টেবল ব্রাহ্মণ নেমড শ্রী গুণার্ণব মিশ্র ওয়াজ সার্ভিং ডিডি। অঙ্গনে আসিয়া তেহ না কইল সম্ভাষ, তাহা দেখি ক্রুদ্ধ হইয়া বলে রামদাস, "When Minocetan was seated in the yard, this Brahman didn't offer him respect." Seeing this, Sri Ram Das became angry and spoke. Second row, Maharshana Suta, who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. নাচে গায় করোয় সন্তোষ, কৃষ্ণ কার্যর করে বিপ্র না করিল রোষ। After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content. But the Brahman didn't become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. Minocetan Ramdas was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Gunarno Mishra, the priest, was worshipping the deity installed in the house, didn't receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Romaharshana Suta was speaking to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Baladev entered that great assembly, but since Romaharshana Suta was on the Dasasana, he didn't get down to offer respect to Lord Baladev. The behavior of Gunarnava Mishra indicated that he had no great respect for Lord Nityananda, and this idea was not at all palatable to Minocetan Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of Minocetan Ramdas is never depreciated by devotees. So, this here, this thing comes up, this Romaharshana Suta. Minocetan Ramdas was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Gunarno Mishra, the priest, was worshipping the deity installed in the house, didn't receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Romaharshana Suta was speaking to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Baladev entered the great assembly, but since Romaharshana Suta was in the Dasasana, he didn't get down to offer respect to Lord Baladev. The behavior of Gunarnava Mishra indicated that he had no great respect for Lord Nityananda, and this idea was not at all palatable to Minocetan Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of Minocetan Ramdas is never deprecated by devotees. So, Romaharshana Suta, therefore he was killed by Baladev. Because one must respect the Lord, Supreme Lord, whatever name. But one who is seated on Dasasana and giving discourses, Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, is respected by one and all, because Krishna Katha and Krishna is none different. Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, Krishna said that thing in Srimad Bhagavata, 11th canto. The Acharya is manifestation of Krishna. Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, Narman Yekarichi Namatya Vidyasmi Sarvadevamaya. So Gurudev or Acharya should not be thought of as a mere ordinary human being. Sakchadharitvena samasta sastraya. And Guru Bhastaka would sing this thing. Sakchadhari is as good as Hari. But Hari is one Bhagavan. That means is Gurudev or Acharya is Sevaka Bhagavan. Asra Vigraha Bhagavan. There are two types, two Bhagavan. Asra Vigraha Bhagavan and Vishva Vigraha Bhagavan. Vishva Vigraha Bhagavan is one without second, absolute truth, the Krishna. That आश्रय विग्रह भगवान, सेवक भगवान, सद्भीतर भगवान गुरुदेव शुड बी वर्शिप्ड कृष्ण इज वर्शिप्ड ततोग्राज्यं सत पूज्य तथा महान कृष्ण सेड दैट थिंग सत पूज्य तथा महान इट शुड बी वर्शिप्ड एज आई एम वर्शिप्ड ततोदेव ततोग्राज्यं. If you are, you have anything to offer, offer to him, give him, and whatever he gives, out of mercy, accept it, mercy. Sata pujyam jathayam, Krishna himself has said this. This should be, that guru, spiritual master, is my manifestation. Bhagavata tulasi gangaya bhakta zoni, chaturdha vigraha krishna, each and every one. It has been said. Bhakta, your devotee. Is also a manifestation of Krishna. So, Bhagavata, Ganga, Tulasi, Bhakta, the four manifestations of Krishna here in this material world. So, the Bhakta or Vaishnava, the devotee, should be worshipped as Krishna. But, when Krishna will come, Visha Vigraha, if he is seated in the Dasa song, he should get up and show respect. So, this Lomaharshan Sutta committed that offense. Therefore, Lord Brahma cleared him. That is. Now here, Srimad Kedarnath Das said this thing. Eita Ditya Sutta Lomaharshan. Bhadeva Dekhi Jena Koyla Pratyut Dama. Here I find the second Lomaharshan Sutta didn't stand so on earth. And Lord Brahma. Because that, what is that? Gunanmaga, Gunasra, has engaged in deity worship, therefore he the respect. So here, one thing is mentioned here in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, about Sutta Goswami. Kuda punar gunato nama tasya mahatma ikanta parayanasya जो अनंत शक्ति भगवान अनंत महद्गुणत्वात् जं अनंतं आहु फर्स्ट कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवत में मेंशन दैट मीन्स वन मे बी बॉर्न इन अ वेरी वेरी डिग्रेडेड फैमिली लव फैमिली बट इफ ही टेक्स शेल्टर at the lotus feet of a Mahatma, of a great devotee, your devotee, or guru. And under his guidance, chants Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He becomes great. He becomes sadhu. Nobody should find fault with him for his low birth. If somebody will find fault with him for this reason, he must commit offense. Because Supreme Lord is unlimited ananta. He has unlimited potency, ananta shakti, unlimited quality he has. Ananta guna. So those who chant his names, it's unlimited Lord. They also automatically acquire the divine qualities, transcendent qualities of the Lord. Dasyasti bhakti bhagavati abhinjana sabbayi guni istatra smahasti sura. Prabhaktasya kutama guna manurthanasati dhavatavahi. The Shasti Bhakti Bhagavati of Indra Sabhi Gunasatra Samasti Sura. Yesterday I was telling that thing. If someone develops an alert devotion towards the Supreme Lord, Krishna, automatically all the transcendent qualities of Krishna manifest in his person. You understand? That is stated here. Ugrasava Suto is the son of Romaharshan Sutta. That Romaharshana was born in a very low caste family. The parental and say there are two dynasties, you see, family. One is from father's side, another is from mother's side. You understand? So this Ugrasava Sutta is the son of Romaharshan Sutta. And this Romaharshan was born in a very low family. That means his father's family descendants, they come from very low family. But mother belongs to high family, like this. So, in society, you understand, according to social custom, social consideration, they are known as Pratiloma Sankara. We say Pratiloma Sankara, Anuloma Pratiloma. Anuloma Pratiloma. You understand? You know Anuloma Pratiloma? What is that?
When the different caste.
Yeah. Anuloma and Pratiloma. Anuloma means both father and mother, or husband and wife, should come under one gotra, some status. Then that's called anuloma. If there is some difference, as it happened in his case, Romaharshan Sutta. Mother is of high family, father is of low family. That is the pratiloma. You understand? That's known as pratiloma. And this is condemned in the society, social custom according to social condition, pratiloma. So this Sutta Goswami, Sutta Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam at the Assembly of Sages, headed by Saunaka Muni, Naimisarana. He was Acharya. And that Sutta Goswami is the son of Ugrasava Sutta, Roma, is the son of Romaharshana Sutta. You understand? That means he was born in a low family. But he has been, he is a famous Acharya, because he had heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukhdev Goswami. And Sukhdev Goswami was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam Katha before Parikshit Maharaj in the bank of Ganges. He had heard from the bona fide authority. So, he is bona fide Acharya. Therefore, the wish is headed by Saunaka, made him Acharya, and requested him to speak on Bhagavatam. But according to social customs, social consideration, he is born in this Pratiloma Shukravarna. Pratiloma. Do you understand? Sutta. Ugrasava Sutta. But in our this paramarthika vichar, paramarthika consideration, the spiritual consideration, he should not be condemned for it, because he has been purified now by accepting siksha and diksha from a bona fide acharya, and constantly chanting or speaking Krishna Katha and chanting Harinam. So the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, bona fide acharyas have said this thing. However, that verse is there in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Abhijya sudaratar bhajdeman anya bhag sadhurev samantava samyak devasita isa. Huh? You know this verse? अपीचत सुदुराचार वदति मांगनन्य भाग सागरेव समंतर सम्यक विवसित ऐसा हां मैं भी बार वेरी लो फैमिली एंड मे हैव कमिटेड मनी सिंपल एक्टिविटी बट इफ फॉर्चुनेटली ही एक्सेप्ट्स अ बोना फाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड अंडर हिज गाइडेंस engaged in constant chanting of the holy name and constant engaged in the service of the Lord, he becomes sadhu. All his sinful reactions are destroyed, becomes purified. Sadhureva samantabhya samyak vivasita isa. You understand? This is most important thing. Because only by Hari Bhajan, one can purify himself. All his sinful reactions will be destroyed. All shastras say so. Karmani nirdahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajan. Dhamma Sangita. Karmani nirdahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajan. If someone comes to this path of devotional service, bhakti patha, his reactions, karmic reactions will be destroyed. Krishna can destroy it. Otherwise, nobody's power to destroy it. One has to reap the reactions. Jagnatha karmana nyantra lokayam karma bandhana. In Gita it has said, doesn't say. Jagnatha karmana nyantra lokayam karma bandhana. Every action has its reaction. If the action will be done for pleasure of Jagyam Purush, work will be done for the pleasure of Jagyam Purush, for the purpose of Jagyam, then there is no reaction, no karma bandhana. And it is also here in this verse. As I just say, those who are not completely surrendered and those who are not accepted bona fide spiritual master, but in an artificial way they are chanting Hare Krishna, Harinam. And when opportunity, they get opportunity, they commit some sinful activities. Karmendriyani sanjamajaste manasasnaram indriyarthana vimudhatma mithyachara saucyate. In Gita it has been said, Karmendriyani sanjamajaste manasasnaram indriyarthana vimudhatma mithyachara saucyate. He is a mithyachari type of guy. Outwardly, he is posing himself to be a great renunciate. But in actuality, it is not so. Just outwardly posing. But in his heart or inside, there are so many material desires. You understand? That is a phalgu vairagya. River phalgu, apparently or outwardly dry. There is no water. So much water is inside. The first persons, those who outwardly pose themselves as renunciates, sannyasis, sadhus like that. But not actual sadhus. The way of behavior is not that of sadhus. They are not given up their this desire of material enjoyment completely. by engaging themselves completely under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master in service of the Supreme Lord, they are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. They cannot be considered sadhus. Do you understand? This idea is here. So here, I was that day also telling this thing on Jamrat. Now the topic comes up, how once in the assembly of Jamrats, this verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Picha Sivuratar Vrajamananda Bhaksadri Samantava Samyak Vyasita Isha. Was explained. You see, Shiva, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, many demigods, they were present there. So, explain the verse. But nobody could give proper explanation. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went there. He explained it properly. Therefore we say here, it is said here, Yamaraj, Yama is one of the 12 Mahajanas. His son of his son is Suryadev son. You understand? The son of son, Suryadev. And Surya, the son is the deity of ethics. You understand? Ethics. Suniti. We say in Sanskrit, Suniti, ethics. Dharma Deva, also, deity of dharma. So, what is relating to, what do you say, Saura? Sola. Sola. That is Sola. That is ethical. You understand? Then question arises, which is greater, and who is greater, ethics or devotion or devotee, who is greater? You understand? This question arises. And we find this thing here. In Surya, or in Jamaraj, Surya Putra, and Jamuna Devi, Jamuna. Jama is the brother of Jamuna Devi. You understand? You find this too, brother and sister. Jama is brother, Jamuna Devi is sister. But Jamuna Krishna Priyasi. Because Jamuna is devotee, whereas son is not such a devotee. You understand? So, this is, thereby it is proved here, out of this ethics and bhakta, devotee is greater, not ethics. Therefore, Jamara is the lord of ethics and stern justice. You understand? Stern justice. Therefore is known as Dharmaraj. Very strictly he follows that. The so-called Suniti, the ethics, is not appreciated. If it is not corroborated, supported by bhakti. You understand? Someone is very strictly following this principles of ethics, very strictly following, but is not a devotee. You understand? Is not a devotee. Then that ethics or suniti is not real suniti, but there is no real chastity. So this one, they say, dharma satya daya apeta vidyava tapasanita mad bhakta apeta matman nat samyat punati hi. Bhagavatam says this thing. Do you know this verse? Famous verse. Some famous verses should be quoted. Dharma satya daya apeta vidyava tapasanita mad bhakta apeta matman nat samyat punati hi. Bhagavatam says. Dharma satya daya vidya tapasya. To strictly follow the principles of religion, dharma, satya, very truthful, daya, very merciful, daya, kindness, so kindness. Dharma, satya, daya, vidya, very learned person, pandit. Dharma, satya, daya, vidya, tapasya, great, tapasvi, renunciate. Undergone severe austerities, the nonsense. As acquired top shakti, you understand? Dharma satya daya apita vidyavata prasad mad bhakta apita matman nat samya punati hi. These are all very good things, good qualities. But if there is no devotion, bhakti, if all these things are devoid of bhakti, then these are valueless, no value. The result will be zero. You understand? The result will be zero. Someone will be adding zero. Zero plus zero plus zero plus zero. The result will be zero. Zero into zero into zero into zero. The result is zero. Zero divided by zero divided by zero divided by zero. The result is zero. But if one will be put just left hand side of zero, then every zero becomes tenfold, 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 ten, hundred, thousand, like that, like that. This one is important. Similarly, dharma satya daya apita vidyava tapasanita mad bhakta apita matman nat samya punati. This dharma, principle, religion, truthfulness, kindness, learning, finance, austerity, very good. But if these are devoid of bhakti, value is zero. You see, not samyak punatihi. It will never help you to purify your heart. You see, if there is bhakti, then all these qualities becomes great, 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 great. Bhakti is that one, most important. Therefore, the suniti, I'm speaking of the suniti, the ethics, the ethical, is not following the principles of bhakti, then it is a sort of unjust. There's no value at all. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that sloka. Abhijaya Sudurata. And the purport is written by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Duste Svabhava Janiteri Vapustha Dosi. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj written this thing. Duste Svabhava Janiteri Vapustha Dosi. That means, Vapu means body. If someone is a great sadhu, completely surrendered soul, pure sadhu, if he has some bapu dosa. You understand? You know bapu dosa? Some bodily defects. Maybe blind, maybe crippled, something like that. Some bodily defects. As for example, we may take this Kusthi Vasudev Vipra. Do you understand? In Chaitanya Leela. He's a great devotee. Very great devotee. Very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he's kusti. He's a leprosy patient. Huh? You see? He couldn't walk due to this kusta rogue. Huh? That is such a great devotee. Then he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Kurma Mandir in Daganathya in Dakan, South India, where Mahaprabhu was traveling. He came with much difficulty to see Sri Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu had just left. He couldn't see. He was so distressed that I'm such an unfortunate fellow, I can see Mahaprabhu. He fainted, lost consciousness. But Mahaprabhu is a great devotee, Mahaprabhu, dear devotee, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, he could understand, so he immediately returned. Mahaprabhu immediately returned and embraced that Kusti Vasudev Pitra. He didn't hate him. You understand? So, by the thought of Srimad Mahaprabhu, body became very nice. Now, Kusta Rog disappeared. Very good looking body. But the Kusti Vasudev Pitra was not happy. He told Mahaprabhu, why did you do such thing? Mind that previous condition, that diseased condition of my body was all right. I was happy in that. Why did you give me such a nice body? So I may develop some pride. I may forget you. Nindamishra jasuta sri virya manu madapuman naivaratya vidhatu vaitam kincan gocharam Kunti Devi has said so. You see? Why? It's generally develop pride. Janma aishodya sruta sri. Janma aishodya sruta sri virya manu madap. If someone is born in an aristocratic family, a family, he is very proud. Oh, I am born in such a great family. If someone is very opulent, material opulent, generally he is very proud. Material opulence. Next one, pride, proud. You understand? Then my son, Sutta. If someone highly learned person, acquired so many degrees from so many universities, MA, PhD, doctorate, so many, he is very proud. You understand? See, someone has very nice body, good looking, strong, stout. Body looking, feature is very nice. He is very proud. You understand? Then we suggest to Sri Viri, Edhamanavadapumana. Kunti Devi says, develop pride. Naivaratya vidhatu vaitam kinchan gocharam. Oh Lord, if someone doesn't become a kinchon, deen a kinchon, devoid of nothing, he has nothing. He cannot see you. He cannot know you. Mano kinchon vittayo. Kunti Devi has prayed for this. Mano kinchon vittayo. Nibhruto unaburtoi. Atma ramasya. Santai kaivale padhe namo. This is Kunti Devi's prayer. O Lord, you are the vitto, asset of a kinchan. A kinchan means he has nothing, no asset, no wealth, nothing. But you are his asset. No more kinchan vittaya, you see. And a kinchan is your vitto, O Lord. Lord is vitto, the asset of a kinchan. No kinchan is the asset of Kunti Devi, like that. You see. If someone doesn't become a kinchan, he cannot know Krishna, he cannot see Krishna, he cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, the Goswamis, you find, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they became a kinchan. Tekta asir nam tuchyavat, karunaya, kaupina kanthas asesa mandala patin, you see. Bhutva dhina ganesha kao. Sarvanaya Kopina Kantha Asvita. You see? Huh? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are everything. They are born in highly respectful family, Brahman family, you see. Huh? High parentage, you see. They are very learned scholars, pundits. They are very opulent. They are ministers. Huh? In whose sense are? Huh? Isn't it? Whose sense are? Ministers. Huh? They are opulent. As good as kings. Huh? Janma, Iswaja, Sutta, Sri. Very good looking persons. Everything they are. And they gave up all these things. Chakta turnam tuchara. Tuchara. Very insignificant. They just give them. And became dino. Bhutta dino ganesha ko kaupina kanthasita. You see? They became dino. They lived in the jungles of Vrindavan under tree. एको एको रात्रि एको एको वृक्ष तले सोयनो शुष्क रोटी चाना चीबाय यू सी अनिकेत दे हैव नो फिक्स्ड रेसिडेंस स्पेंडिंग वन नाइट अंडर वन ट्री अनदर नाइट अनदर ट्री यू सी शुष्क रोटी चाना चीबाय देयर फूड इज शुष्क रोटी ड्राई ब्रेड चाना जमुना वाटर ऑफ जमुना यू सी That, what they have given. So much. So many, this Vaishnava Sastra they have written, constructed so many opulent temples, isn't it? Great wealthy persons. But Dina. Kaupina Kantha Asita. Only their asset is Kanti and Kaupina, nothing else. You see? This is most important. And Madan Gopal, Govinda Dev, they came to him. As they got. Isn't it? Unless one becomes Dinere Bahuta Krupa Korin Bhagavan. Dinere Bahuta Krupa Korin Bhagavan. Unless you become Dino, you cannot get mercy of Krishna. So, duste svabhavadani derva pustha dosai. You see, one should not see the bodily defect of a sadhana. If someone sees that thing, sadhu has two things. You understand? Sadhu has two things. Do you know? Krupana banchana. Krupa and Vanchana. You understand? Krupa means mercy. Vanchana means cheating. Cheating. You understand? Vanchana. Krupa and Vanchana. Mercy and cheating. You understand?
Cheating?
Yes. Don't you know it? You don't know it. You see. If you see the life history, great sadhus, you'll find it. Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, great sadhu. But he was doing his bhajan in such nasty place where people pass stool and urine. You see. What is this? That a sadhu live in such a place? That people pass stool and urine? This is cheating. Because people will never come to him. It is bhajananandi. If people will come, they will disturb. So let people not come to me. But he used to live in such a place. This is cheating. महिषी भगवानंद ठाकुर इज ऑल्सो सच ए ग्रेट वैष्णव. You understand? You are such a great person, like Gauri Siddhartha Bhavaj Maharaj. But from market, he used to purchase peas. You see, he bought the peas. The sadhu eat peas. He purchased peas and just put those peas, just cut it and put those peas, just before his kutiya, cut it, and the song. Very bad are coming out. Why? Because people won't come here. It's city. You understand? And similar thing also you find with the this Gadadhar Pandit. And this Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Yes. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a great devotee. Mahabhagavata. So Basudev, Mukunda Datta, yes. Mukunda Datta once told Gadadhar Pandit, let us go and meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi, great Vaishnava. You understand? Pundarik Vidyanidhi, great Vaishnava. So Gadadhar Pandit, at all I can go, at the darshan of such a great Mahabhagavata, from Bhagavata. When Gadadhar Pandit came and saw that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting on a very nice seat, velvet, you see, cushions are there, some embroidery work was there, some gold, something like that, and chewing pan and spitting pan, and that pot, spitting pot, made up of ashtadhatu, you see. Made up of ashtadhatu, nice gold, golden spitting. And putting on rings in all fingers, golden rings and studded with jewels, and putting on nice necklace, and this pushak, clothes, garments, very valuable, shining, glazy, you see, like that. How tallly one is, oh, it's a bhogi. It's not tyagi, it's a bhogi, it's enjoying, isn't it? It's outward. That means he's cheating. It's pravanchana. Sadhva, these two things. Krupa and pravanchana. Those who really want krupa, sadhu, give them krupa. But those who don't want, so they will be cheated. You understand? And sadhva, these two things. So when Gadadhar Pandit saw, then he thought up in his mind, what is it? Mukunda Datta said, this is a great Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata, what is a great bhogi? He is a Vaishnava. Just in his mind he thought like that. Mukunda Datta could understand this thing, right? Gadadhar Pandit was thinking like that. So immediately he chanted this, he recited this. अहो बकीजो स्तन कालकूटं जिंहासया असाधु असाधु अहो बकीजो स्तन कालकूटं जिंहासया असाधु ले विगति भक्तचिदा कंबा शरण ब्रजेम शरण कंबा दयालु शरण ब्रजेम. यू सी इट्स फेमस वर्स इन श्रीमद् भागवत. Just recited this Bhagavad verse. Soon as he recited this verse, this Pundarik Vidyanidhi became ecstatic, you see. So he just kicked all his cushion, chair, this spitting pot, set tears, rolled on the ground. In the of ecstasy. Do you understand? Then he could understand Gadadhar Pandit, yes, really is a great sadhu. But outwardly cheating. Then he thought of, oh, I have committed him an offense, the thinking such. How to counteract, how to, I am free from such offense. let me be his disciple. If I'll be punished by him being disciple, then this offense will be destroyed. So he became his disciple. You understand? He's cheating. The sadhana is cheating. So one must know sadhana. One must develop some vision to see sadhana.